Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on with our world today? Yours truly, Chris Carter, right here. We have a couple of guests joining us here. Y'all keep it live. Live with Chris Carter. Start 3, 2, 1. Thank you for joining me right here with the Chris Carter Show. We have our community happening correspondent and a very good friend of mine, Deonis Hinton, on the line. Hey, Deonis, how you doing?
Yeah. How you doing?
What's up, man?
I thought I lost you, man.
Yeah, I may have taken mute my phone.
Yeah, so our main show today is just about three main topics. The Word of God, of course, gay marriage and teen pregnancy. Three main topics that I would like to just hit on quickly. Deonis, if you would like to give your input first on those three topics for me, please.
Yeah, well, starting with the gay marriage again, you know, last night we had a prayer conference call, which you joined in on, and a few people were listening on. Then we also discussed it an hour later on your show. And pretty much I threw out about 8 scriptures where people can go read and see what the Bible said about homosexuality. But also I talked about us being Americans as far as patriotism goes and as far as what the Constitution says. Now, amendments have been added on, but in the original Constitution, there wasn't anything banning gay marriage. Now, when the issue brought up, that's when the Republicans came together and was like, oh, we gotta put a stop to this. Which me, for one, I mean, it wouldn't bother me to let gays and lesbians be unionized. I'm not going to say marriage. Because a marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what I've been taught being raised in a Christian home all my life. A marriage is between a man and a woman. But a union can be between two people of the same sex that love each other. Now, me personally, I'm not saying that I have anything against them. It's just I can't see them being what quote-unquote married underneath God. Because God did not approve of that. God approved of a man and a woman relationship. And the other one was teen pregnancy, Chris?
I'm sorry?
You said the other one was about teen pregnancy?
Yeah, teen pregnancy.
All I can say is wrap it up. Wrap it up. It's cheaper to buy a pack of condoms than take care of a baby when you're 15 and got a job at McDonald's. I'm just going to be real. Me, I go buy a pack of condoms before I go freestyling in the world. Y'all know where I'm going with this. I can't say certain stuff because you're on the radio. Chris, how you feel about it, man?
I feel with the teen pregnancy is I'm 19. We got you know, young ladies and young men running around here. With one of my friends said they're on their third generation already. And I mean, I'm kind of disappointed, you know, that you would rather go out and lay with somebody instead of getting to know them and becoming more acquainted with who they are. And then when it comes time for that baby to be delivered, they're nowhere to be found. And then
right.
You want to get mad at the world for your mishaps and you not getting to know this person the way that you needed to get to know them and become
right.
married with this person and you know and know that even in the hard times, this person is gonna be with you and when little JoJo come around running around the house, that Big JoJo is there standing right next to you to support
yep.
you in whatever you need, to buy diapers, to buy bottles, to buy formula. Y'all got to realize that this is a man. This is nothing to play with. You're bringing a life into the world. And when you bring a life into the world, there's a whole bunch of responsibilities. And look, cute when you're walking around here with your stomach sticking out, but then when you get impregnated, and then the baby come around and you gotta spend all this money, but when you can't go out and support yourself, that you feeling kind of left out because all your friends and family out having a good time, but all your money was spent on little JoJo because you gotta make sure little JoJo taken care of before you taking care of yourself. That's how I feel about it. It's so hard knowing that people are losing respect over themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You have to respect yourself. It's all a matter of respect. If you don't respect yourself, then nobody else is going to respect you. It is so serious that you learn how to respect yourself. It's all about self-respect. Self-respect. If you don't have self-respect, nobody out there on the street is going to respect you. And that's not only to our African-American women, but that's to our males also. You got to know that everything is lined up according to plan. If you step out of your plan, then you totally messed up your whole life, bringing little JoJo into the world. Oh, man, let me stop before I end up messing something up.
Chris, man, I totally agree. He's listening
in and he's teasing me on Facebook about Lil JoJo. But it's just serious, man. It is really serious. What I see every time I step out of my door and I see somebody 16 pushing a stroller, and here I am 19. And I'm 19, and you don't see me with no stroller. I mean, and when I do get a kid, it's not going to be like I'm going to run off. You know, I'm going to take care of my responsibilities because that's something serious. That is something seriously serious.
Yes, sir.
But I just had to get that out. I'm going to take a real quick break, a music break, and then we'll come right back, all right? Y'all stick around. Y'all are live with Dr. Carter and D. Hen.
Whoop, whoop.
Fall in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. Jesus, I feel protected. Jesus, never said, connected, no, no. Because I feel protected, there's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me? Can I hear you sing? Sing with me.
What happened to hate the sin but love the sinner is the next question I would like to ask. It's so major what we're going through, and our own president supports gay marriage. I'm looking at it at a different perspective than I was last night on, you know, I was disagreeing with him on agreeing with gay marriage, but I just want to ask Deonis, if I can, has your perspective on gay marriage changed from last night?
No, sir, I haven't. I support it. I'm not against it. I mean, I don't believe that just because someone is gay should be denied to be unionized together if they love one another. Now, what I don't agree with is you'll let a pedophile and a murderer get married, but you won't let two innocent gay or lesbian people be unionized under the same union together. And it's a lot of gays and lesbians out there that contribute a lot to the world. You really have a lot out there that contribute a lot to the world. We have gay governors. We have gay and lesbian senators and mayors of towns. We have those that contribute a lot to the world. I'm going to say, we even have gay preachers out there that know they were. They know they were inside out. I just don't believe they should be denied the right that everyone else gets.
I'm Jaw Johnson. If you want to join the discussion, just give us a call at 646-478-3300. There is someone out there that I am looking to call. As soon as he calls, we'll bring him in. Hopefully he does call. His name is Christopher Watson. You better give me a call, man, because you already know that this is a topic that I know you want to get in. So just go ahead and give us a call. Hard topics. Up next is our next topic, which is the Word of God. Is it being taken for granted? Is it being discarded? Are we just missing the whole purpose of what the Word of God is trying to tell us? Give me a call. Once again, that number is 646-478-3300. You're live with Dr. Carter and Deanna Tenton. Right next is a major, major topic. Is the Word of God being taken for granted? Something that we all can talk about is the Word of God. I know this is a major topic because both me, Giannis, and a couple of other my friends are being called into ministry, And we're just getting ready to express our feelings on how we think we could bring the Word of God to our young African-American teenagers. Very big topic. So let's go ahead and get it started with you first, of course. I'd like to give my guests the opportunity to express how they feel on it. So go ahead, Dionis.
Well, truthfully, I mean, getting the word out, getting the word of God out to teens is kind of, it's a hard task, but at the same time, it can be an easy task to be mastered. I mean, you go to church now, you got, we have Youth Sunday, you have Teen Circle, you have, we have Youth Church and all that good stuff. And we also, you reach out on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, any social network. You send out test trees with all these biblical, all the Bible references and everything on there. But it just, we got to get to a point where we can actually reach the teenager. We got to figure out, because every teen is different. We got to figure out a creative method that we can go into each and every teen with that can actually change their life. Because there's a lot of people that want to be saved, but they go to church. They feel as if the preacher preaching to the old people in the church. The people that have been through stuff, and the young people just look over like, oh, they ain't been through nothing yet. I presume in about 10, 12 years when they get ready to go through stuff, they ain't got no bills to pay. They haven't been sick or anything like that. But if once the young person, once they begin to go through that stuff, having trouble paying bills, having deadly fatal diseases, anything like that, and then they realize that, oh, I need to know God. But they're not going to know God if we keep neglecting them. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I got you.
Yeah, if you,
yeah.
You just can't keep looking over. You can't look over certain demographics in the world. I'm not going to say the church. I'm going to say the world. Because teens are often overlooked. I mean, if you're not 21 or older, you pretty much, you're really not going to get that much attention. But what I can say for the black community is the media is quick to talk about what we do as black African-American males negatively. Now, on a positive note, they're nowhere to be found. When you see black male youth getting scholarships for high academic achievement, for athletic achievement, well, I'm going to take athletic back. I mean, you see ESPN, things like that. Where is TV5 when we have black valedictorians graduating high school? Where's TV5 when we got 25 black males getting inducted into NHS? That's what I want to know. But let it shouldn't happen on 14th and Bird. TV5 going to be there before the police get there. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, Chris.
Go ahead. You own it. I'm not getting ready to correct you at all. This is going back to something that's truly, truly true in so many ways. We miss out on a lot of things because, as Deanna stated before, we as young teens we go through, and I think that's what a lot of adults are missing. We go through on a day-to-day basis just from stepping out of our door, and being a teenager, you're looked on as the wrong way. And especially if you're an African American male, you're looked on as on a negative way because of the content of your skin. Racism is alive and well today. That's what most people are missing out on, that point. Racism is alive and well. You think just because you're black and you got three businesses and you're on the cover of Success, it's not gonna get you to the top. It's not gonna get you where white people are looking at you the right way. You always go be looked upon the wrong way because of the color of your skin. You just got to understand that if you stay close to the Word of God, there you go. If you stay close to the Word of God, if you hide it in your heart to where you're not going to sin against me, then there's nothing that can come against you. His Word is so true. His Word says there is no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. If you know His Word, if you portray His Word, y'all done got me started now. If you portray His Word and His Word is hitting in you so deep, oh boy, you done messed up. because everybody is going to look at you when they see that turnaround. There you go. They're going to work that turnaround. Once you turn around and everybody see that change in you, then everybody else is going to be like, oh, how can I get like him? Oh, how can I get like her? You got to understand that once you put the word of God in your heart, he's going to do some marvelous things for you. And it's going to be so marvelous that you're not even going to have room to receive what he has for you. It's going to be what I like to call an overflow. You gotta receive your overflow, and you can't be stingy with your overflow. If you getting too much where you can't receive, pass it on to somebody else. Because not everybody is as fortunate as you. You gotta understand that everything lines up in the way, and everything lines up. And once it lines up, once it's lined up, you may not have everything that you know that you want, but once you get it, then you may not want it, so you got to pass it on to somebody. That's
yep.
all I want to say. The Word of God is just living in the world today, and a lot of people are missing what God wants them to see. A lot of people aren't grasping the main concept of what the Word is saying. That's why you got to ask for understanding, and you have to understand that everything is just so true. Go ahead,
Dennis.
Anything you
got to
say?
Well, I was discussing with you earlier this morning about the five words that we need to remember in life. Especially if you're somewhere within the ministry range or just a political figure, these five words will really help you out. The first one is truth. You remember I was discussing that this morning?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, truth, pretty much, you have to be truthful. You have to be truthful. Anything you say, anything you do, truth and honesty go hand in hand. You have to tell the truth. We don't need no more politicians to sit there and lie to us. Tell us the truth about what you can or what you cannot do, what you can accomplish, what you cannot accomplish. That will help you in the long run. The second thing is courage. You must have the courage to go out and seek harder obstacles. You can't just baby step your whole political image or your whole ministry image the whole time. You can't be scared to go out and step off, which leads me to my third word, faith. You got to step out on faith. You got to believe that you can accomplish anything. Because Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And if you got that faith the size of the mustard seed, you can tell mountains to move out of your way. The fourth one is purity. You must be pure and you must be clean in your heart. But God can take our black heart and dip in his blood and we can come out white as snow. You have to be pure in everything you do. And purity comes out of honesty, comes out of being courageous, and comes out of having faith. And the fifth one, I'm finished, dedication. You got to be dedicated to what you do. You got to love what you do. You got to be full-time at what you do. If you want to be a full-time minister, go ahead. You want to be a full-time politician, go ahead. You got to realize you need a priority list in your life. And your first priority should be always your full-time, whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That must be your priority, which should be God, to be truthful with you. I ain't want to go too biblical on y'all, but I'm feeling it. So you got to be dedicated to what you do in life. If you're not dedicated, you're going to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
You got a compass, you got a MapQuest, you got navigation on your iPad, iPhone, whatever. You still will be lost. Not physically lost, mentally lost, spiritually lost in the world.
Yeah.
You got all the money in the world and lose your mind. You got all the money in the world and still be on a first class ticket to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real. We got to realize what is important in life. You can't keep putting idols in front of God. That's been the word of the week since I heard Pastor Smith preaching on Sunday. You can't keep the idols in front of God.
All right. The Bible
read Matthew chapter 32. That's all I'm going to say and I'm finished.
The Bible also says don't only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word.
Yes, it does.
Prospering and applying are two different things, sir. Prospering is one. Prospering is of one. Is of an act. We don't we don't want to act the word acting plays out, but to apply the word is to do what you can act. I'm sorry, I'm reading what Chris Watson is doing. His phone went dead, so he's sending me this. So let me get it together. I get what he's trying to say. And you know, you gotta make sure you know the difference between portraying and applying the word. And yep. You gotta make sure that once you apply it, that you have to be a doer, that you have to live by the word of God. That you can't only say something and not mean it. You gotta make sure that you apply the word not only to the world, but to your life, because the Bible also says he who without sin cast the first stone. And Paul Bryan said all of us got a pocket full of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't none of us on this earth perfect. I want to take our last break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to close out the show, and y'all just continue to listen in and stay strong, all right? Here we go. Last commercial break. Tremendous. We thank you. I just want to leave you with this. God bless you. you I love you with the love of Jesus and continue to stay strong in the Lord. Thank you once again, Deanna Tinton. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
I'm